Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. My guest this week is Game and Fish Deputy Director Scott Peterson. We're going to talk about the upcoming advisory board meetings. They're scheduled every spring. Scott, first of all, I guess, what are advisory board meetings?
Well, you know, to help explain that, Tom, we should talk a little bit about how this process came to be, but there are 8 advisory districts scattered across the state of North Dakota, and each of the eight districts has an advisory member, and that member is appointed by the governor. And it's set up basically to be a forum for our constituents, the sportsmen and women of North Dakota, to show up and talk about hunting and fishing related issues that are important to them.
Conservation issues in general.
Conservation issues in general, right. And the advisory board members then are a liaison between the governor's office and the sportsmen and women of North Dakota. And they report, they make, again, on an advisory capacity, they report back to the governor on issues that relate to game and fish business.
Mandated by the state legislature.
It's in law, exactly. And they have to have, by law, again, they have to have 2 meetings per year in each one of those districts. And so the North Dakota Game and Fish is out there 16 times a year visiting with our constituents, getting the, you know, to find out what the issues of the day are in all corners of the state.
How do you come up with these issues of the day, the hot topics?
Well, it's really kind of driven by, it's a timing thing, Tom. It's really driven by the time of the year. For instance, a good example of that, if you were to ask, well, what are we going to talk about this coming spring? Because we're just going to be wrapping up, the legislative session won't be over with by the time we have our meetings in late March and early April, but obviously it's very timely for us to stand before our constituents and give them an update on some of the legislation that was introduced that would affect the way they do business and the way we do business. And so we'll be talking about that. It's they're kind of generated issues of the day type thing.
This is a great forum now for just the average sportsman or woman that wants to come, for landowners that maybe someone has their own agenda that they can come and let us know how they feel.
Exactly. So the way we deal with that, knowing that they're going to have some things that they want to talk about, we prepare an agenda, and typically these meetings are 2 hours. We always say that we're going to run them from 7 to 9 o'clock. A lot of times before we get out the door, it's a little bit later than that. We usually stick around to visit with people. But we spend the first part of the meeting talking about issues that our constituents may want to hear about, things that could be anything. We don't set any sideboards or any parameters. And the second hour of that meeting then is a time for us to talk about issues that we want to make sure that the public is aware of. But yeah, we set aside a good hour to talk about whatever they want to bring up.
And there is a question and answer period. If there's a topic that someone's interested in, we give our presentation, but they're encouraged actually to come up and ask questions.
That's exactly right. Yeah, because there's no way when we prepare that agenda, there's no way we can know that, you know, what all every issue is across the four corners of the state. And of course, they're different depending on, I mean, if you're in Bowman, North Dakota, those issues are typically going to be different than those issues in Grafton, North Dakota. And so we try not to be too rigid. We leave plenty of time for people to bring up whatever they want to talk about.
What are we going to talk about this spring?
Well, we already mentioned, of course, the legislative update. You know, the legislature is going to be in session a little bit longer than this, but we'll have a pretty good idea where we're sitting on some of our game and fish related bills. And so we're going to be talking about that, giving the folks an update of how those went. We're also going to spend a little time talking about our proposal for an upcoming river otter season. I think that's going to be very timely. And one of the things that you almost don't have to put on the agenda that you know is going to come up, and that's deer hunting, deer numbers. People are going to want to know, you know, what we found on our surveys this year. We were, depending on how you look at it, either fortunate or unfortunate enough to do a pretty comprehensive aerial deer survey. And so we'll be talking about that. We know we'll be visiting about that issue. And typically there's a lot of fishing issues whether it be fishing success or access. Lake access, we know, has been a little bit of a challenge this year, and I'm sure that'll come up as well.
There'll be some winter kill, obviously, with the amounts of snow that we had. We'll discuss that, too.
Yep. We'll probably give a little bit of an update locally on some of the dissolved oxygen issues in the various lakes, because we know that our fisheries folks did a good job of getting out there and getting those. And so, yeah, we'll be visiting about that, too.
All right, Scott. Thanks.
Yep.
Here are the times, dates, and locations for the 8 advisory board meetings this spring. As Scott mentioned, they are spread out geographically across the state, so there's bound to be one near you. If you have something on your mind that you want to discuss with the Game and Fish Department, attend one of the meetings, raise your hand, and speak your mind. For Deputy Director Scott Peterson and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.